Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship this morning, we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians in the morning message, chapter 4. And we're going to be looking at specifically two things that Paul brings up in these first 12 verses of this chapter, dealing with some of the impact of the two groups that were causing the most trouble for the Thessalonian believers. As we said last time, the Judaizers, or the Jewish people that worshipped Messiah, were worshiping him, thinking that we have to do things in order to please him. We have to do things in order to earn salvation. And he's going to be dealing with that in this particular passage today, of the influence of the Judaizer, but then there was also the influence of the pagans. Or we could say the religious pagans, because they all offered some form of worship. Most of it was dualism, which was a form of agnosticism, which believed that the spirit was good, but the body was bad. And so they put forth this idea, it doesn't matter what you do in your body, it's going to be bad anyway. So they were involved in fornication and all kinds of things. And then they exalted the spirit. It's the spirit that matters in that regard. We could call that libertarianism, libertine, somebody that said you can do whatever you want to with your body. Both of them are false, because there's nothing you can do to earn your salvation. That's in Jesus Christ alone. There's nothing for you to do. There's no laws for you to keep. It's simply casting yourself at the feet of Jesus Christ, your Savior. But then there are those that teach that, you know, the Christian life, we should just be free to do whatever we want to do. A libertine view of Christianity, which basically says, you know, we can do what we want in the body because it's God's just going to take care of us. He's going to cover us with His grace. It doesn't matter what we do. It's a misunderstanding of grace. And we're going to touch on that today from our passage before us. But I'm reminded here what he said, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor. The Bible makes very clear that God's work after salvation is one of sanctification. He's making us into what he's already declared us to be. He's declared us to be saints. We should never run away from that title. We are saints, because we're on the merits of Jesus Christ only. But then God begins a work through His Holy Spirit and through Jesus Christ, His Son, and through the Word of God, which is Jesus written. And He brings us along the pathway. He said, I want to teach you my righteousness. I want to teach you my holiness. I want to develop you and make you into what I've already declared you to be. So He's going to be dealing with those subjects today. And I want to encourage you today. Now, when you come to the Word of God, don't come with preconceived ideas. Lay your opinions down and just come to the Word of God and say, Lord, you teach me what you want me to learn from your Word. Not my opinion, not somebody else's opinion, but what you say in your precious Word. That's why we're here today, amen, to honor the Lord and to hear from Him.